Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency? All right, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
Okay, so that'd be a no. All right, so no. So as you may be aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like the Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Will you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
We're going to vote.
All right, so would that be definitely?
Yes.
Okay, with which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right. What is your main racial background? Would you say African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, white or Caucasian, Hispanic?
White.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age? Or would you rather me give you a range of ages and you tell me which one you fit under?
I don't really see what that has to do with anything.
All right. Well, we want to get, like, kind of diverse options from a lot of, like, groups of people, this being race and ages and truly everything. So,
over
if you would
65.
Like, oh, over. All right. All right. So, generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or do you think they've gotten off on the wrong track?
No.
All right. So, would you say they've gotten off on the wrong track, then?
Yeah.
All right. So from the following list, what is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Would you say quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in local government, housing and property insurance costs, flooding like sea level rise?
Do I have to pick just one?
Yes, just one. And then
just one?
Yeah, just one. And the last one is inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas.
Corruption and overdevelopment.
All right. Well, those are kind of two different options. So if you could choose maybe one of them, like corruption in local governments or quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, which one would you say?
Overdevelopment.
All right, overdevelopment. So although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate, probably going to vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or would you say that you're definitely going to vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
We're undecided.
All right. So I'm now going to read you a list of some public officials in the Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. And if you could please tell me if you have either a very favorable opinion on them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. And if you haven't heard of them or have no opinion of them whatsoever, if you could also say so, please. So the first person is Raquel Regalado.
Keep going, because I don't know him.
All right. Richard Prashnick?
Nope. Don't know him either.
All right. And what about Cindy Lerner?
Nope.
All right. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Daniela Levine-Cava, Alexander Otaola, or Manny Sid?
Danielle,
all right. And would you say that you're definitely voting for Daniela, or probably voting for Daniela Levine-Cava?
Probably,
all right. So now if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnick, or Cindy Lerner?
We don't know.
All right. And if you had to maybe lean towards one of them, who do you think you would lean towards voting for?
I'm not leaning toward anybody right now.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Don't really know.
All right. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I haven't discussed that with anyone yet.
All right. So I'm going to read you kind of a short series of statements about Raquel Regalado. And after hearing each of the statements, if you could please tell me if these make you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely to support her, somewhat less likely to support her, or much less likely to support her, or if it makes no difference. And I can read you those options again if you need to. So the first one is, as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting.
So what do you want to know?
If this makes you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely to support her, somewhat less likely to support her.
More likely.
Much more likely. All right. Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
So what's your question?
If it makes you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely to support her.
No.
All right.
No.
Would that be like this makes no difference?
No.
All right. So much less likely then.
Yeah.
All right. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now is the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission. Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants to affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Would you say this makes you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely to support her, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference?
Much less likely.
All right. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and rideshare options. Would you say this makes you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
All right. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Would you say this makes you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or it makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
All right, no difference.
How much longer is this going to go on?
Oh, we're about 90% done. We're completely almost done with the survey. So okay. The next one is, Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enact protections for renters, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. And again, for all of these, if this makes you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely.
No, not likely.
All right. As a mother of 2 children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police, and funded job training programs and supports for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
More likely.
All right. And that currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
Pardon?
Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
Do I think they are just more of the same? what you're asking me?
Well, what I'm asking is kind of from this statement, if it makes you personally want to support her much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or this statement truly just makes no difference to you, towards you.
I hate the corruption.
All right. So would you say this makes you much less likely to want to support her, maybe?
Much more, yeah.
All right. Wait, so would that be this makes you much more likely to support her or much less likely
yeah,
to support
much more.
Her? All right. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
I agree.
All right. So would you say that this makes you, like, much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference?
Less likely.
All right. Would that be somewhat or much less likely?
Much less.
All right. Much less likely. So now I'm going to read you just a few, again, short statements about Cindy Lerner. So Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical, local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Would you say, again, this makes you much more likely... More likely to want to
much
support
more
her.
Likely, but much more likely. If you got one more question, all right. That's all you're going to get out of me.
Oh, are you sure? We're almost done with the survey. It's truly just a few more questions.
No. I've been on here long enough.
All right. Well,
so I'm going to hang up now.
Oh, all right. Well, the next one is Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large scale. Hello? Is anybody there? All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, then. Have a good day.